Well, at least $12 million has already been spent on TV ads trying to influence the outcome of judicial races in 10 states next Tuesday. Much of that money comes from special interest groups, and opponents of that say it means judgeships are up for sale like never before. On Tuesday, voters in Tennessee will consider a ballot question about their state's judicial elections. It's launched debate over what's the fairest way to select judges, and it comes after an August race that cost more than $2 million. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Bobby Allen of WPL in Nashville reports.
In Tennessee, when there's an open seat on an appeals court, a committee recommends three candidates to the governor. The governor chooses one of them, and every 8 years, voters either re-elect or reject that judge at the polls. Nearly half the states use a system similar to this one. It's called a retention election, and it's designed to keep politics out of the judicial branch. Burt Brandenburg is the executive director of the nonpartisan group Justice at Stake.
So while retention elections are not a bulletproof shield, they are more of a deterrent than contested elections, which are simply essentially a wide-open invitation to interest groups to spend round the clock.
And that's the way it used to go in Tennessee. Judge races were largely ignored and free of outside money. That's until Republican activists saw an opportunity to spend a relatively small amount of money and have a big influence. Similar efforts have been underway in Montana, North Carolina, and Iowa. Though the effort failed in Tennessee, some say the campaign dollars were still meaningful. Shortly after the race, the justices appointed a Republican attorney general, which is exactly what the Republican activists were after. The lead activist, the lieutenant governor.
Justices capitulated to the lieutenant governor and validated what he was trying to do in politicizing our state's judiciary.
Democrat Craig Fitchew is the House minority leader in the Tennessee legislature. Fitchew says the unusual August election turned judges into fundraisers, which is not what the Tennessee Constitution intended. Brandenburg of Justice at Stake agrees.
What Tennessee saw this year is the norm in places like Alabama, Mississippi, Illinois, Georgia, Michigan, Ohio.
In all of those states, upper court justices run in contested races, just like any other elected official. Critics say that opens the door to outside money. Proponents argue it gives people a direct say.
Judges shall be elected by the qualified voters of the state.
That's 84-year-old attorney John J. Hooker, who always carries a well-worn copy of the Tennessee Constitution with him in his back pocket. For more than 20 years, he's been suing state officials over the judge selection process. He even had his law license suspended once for jamming up the courts with so-called frivolous lawsuits.
That's my function, is to be a protester here in the twilight of my life to try to do something that's the right thing to do.
Hooker's main argument? Voters, not the governor, should be picking appeals judges. Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam wants to put an end to Hooker's attacks.
In recent years, there have been numerous, and I emphasize numerous, legal challenges to the way we select our appellate court judges in Tennessee. These continuing challenges and the confusion that they create threaten to destabilize and weaken our judiciary.
So the governor and business groups want to rewrite the Constitution so that the state could never go to a system where voters directly elect judges. John Crisp is the spokesman for the Vote Yes on Amendment 2 campaign.
They want those judges to be interpreting the Constitution and our laws and not susceptible to the influence of, you know, out-of-state campaign money that might have been used to select them.
The glib assertion that Amendment 2 is going to keep money out and keep politics out is ridiculous. We just had a demonstration by the sitting court that doesn't work.
John Avery Emison is fighting against Amendment 2. He says the fact that more than $2 million was spent on TV ads and campaigning on the three state Supreme Court seats shows that Tennessee's current arrangement is already politicized. But Vote Yes spokesman Crisp says think of what would happen if each one of the state's 29 appeals judges ran in regular elections.
You know, millions of more dollars spent on trying to influence the selection of those justices, including most likely a lot of out-of-state money flowing in to try to help represent one interest or the other. That's been the experience that we've seen in other states.
Here's the most ironic thing about Amendment 2. If voters do say no, well, nothing changes. The current system of governor-appointed judges, condemned by opponents as unfair, stays. But the door will be left open to lawsuits and legislation seeking to change Tennessee to a state where voters directly elect judges. For Here and Now, I'm Bobby Allen in Nashville.
So that's one ballot measure. There are 146 ballot questions on statewide ballots in 42 states next Tuesday. Topics from abortion to voting rights. You're listening to Here and Now.